Welcome to the Ignite Keynote Post Show. Alex Bradley here with you. Your afternoon keynote speaker, Harry Shum, is making his way from backstage to our stage as we speak, and he'll join us here momentarily to answer questions. Meanwhile, viewers around the world continue their tweets in response to Harry's Ignite keynote. Channel 9's Joey Snow is monitoring social media. Joey, what's been happening?
Oh, Alex, I tell you what, as geeky as I am about things, this one really geeked out all of the folks that were following along and tweeted in to hashtag MSIgnite. Let's take a look at what they had to say about Harry's keynote. We've got at 247101 says data can be visualized in any way one can think. So many possibilities. OMG, I can't believe it. We have at Mary PC Buck, a good overview from Harry Shum of the range of projects MSR is and how Microsoft thinks about research. So much more than just R&D. Ledwig posts, Microsoft Research playing the long game, solving 2020 started in 2000, using one of Harry's quotes. At Adra YMR, yesterday's achievements are visible. Tomorrow's breakthroughs will be invisible. Gotta love research. At Manuel Conti at Microsoft Ignite, impossible becomes probable and technology can be magic. I think that sums up the week that we've had so far, Alex.
And as if by magic, we have the man here himself. Harry, thank you so much for joining us, Executive Vice President of Technology and Research.
Well, it's great to be here. It's so exciting. I feel the energy in the room.
I know, 23,000 people
amazing.
Here at Ignite.
Yes.
It's amazing,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so let's dive straight into content. In your speech session, you talked about the invisible revolution. Could you just recap what you mean by that?
Yeah, I think that if you look at the achievements that we have already had as in the industry in the last decades, it's really unbelievable. You know, a lot of things that people may think about that they are very visible,
yes,
they are very physical.
Whatever.
But I want to remind people that a part of the magic is the invisible software you know, inside the devices. And even more interestingly, as we look forward, as we look at the tomorrow's breakthroughs, you will see that they will become a lot more invisible. That's because the industry is moving more, you know, cloud first and mobile first.
Now, Satya this morning talked about the evolving role of IT. So I presume as the technology, as you said, it becomes more advanced, it's moving to the cloud, that does change the role of IT.
That's
Would you agree?
That's right. That's absolutely true. I think everyone needs to think about in IT, especially the people in the attendance here, think about IT, different companies, because computing is moving more and more to the cloud.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's not computing, but also more and more data is moving to the cloud. You have the opportunity to really create what I call the collective intelligence.
Well, it's interesting, you talk about data, and this brings me on to a question I have about the demos. I want to get to how the demos relate to the three ambitions that Satya talked about. But let's talk about that data one, because when I talk to customers, I often say, you know, BI and big data, they're just trends in the industry. What we talk about is insight, because volume of data that you have is irrelevant. It's how you drive insight into that data.
Right. That's right.
So tell us a bit about that demo that you showed.
That's right. So the demo, actually, Dave Brown showed today, you know, this very cool, you know, spatial temporal visualization of actually a small amount of data, you know, by today's standard. He talked about maybe it's about, you know, 50 some thousand rows of the data.
Today, we have different definitions.
That's a different definition. Exactly as you said, Alex, it's really about the intelligence that you can extract, you can analyze from the data. That makes a huge difference. That is where, as Curtis, you know, really tried to explain to the audience, that's where you can apply all this kind of machine learning and the data analysis, the tools that we have been creating in Microsoft Research and Microsoft products. That's what we try to do.
I love sitting down and speaking with Krista beforehand, because I honestly didn't realize the same, you know, machine learning and whatnot had made its way from Bing through to Azure ML through to the Office Graph.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely phenomenal. So we have a question for you from Twitter. Speaking of the data visualization, so the data visualization demo at Ignite was great, lots of possibilities. Where would you advise people go to get more information on the research, that and the rest of the portfolio?
Yeah, I think like this question. We at Microsoft, we operate Microsoft Research in a very open way, and we actually publish a lot of our research results. That's where you go to the top international conference, you see Microsoft Research papers, that's all public. And we also built, you know, the interesting demos and the prototypes and the APIs that we also share. You know, we do have, you know, research website that anyone can get there, research.microsoft.com. And you just go to your Microsoft website and you can also find a lot of information there.
And it's interesting you mentioned the fact that you are very open. Not only has the public website, but your team does sometimes put out apps, projects, code.
Right.
I love some of those things. I think my favorite used to be the there was a Ribbon Hero where, you know, teaching people through gamification.
Right.
And again, that seems pedestrian now, but I mean, I can only imagine what you're thinking of there.
Right.
Speaking of this, so, you know, the vast portfolio, you know, I read the New York Times article last week.
Thank you.
It was a great picture.
Thank you.
And in it, the New York Times quoted that we spend over $11 billion in research and development each year. When you go into the senior leadership team meetings, or, you know, we've got a board of directors meeting coming up, how do you talk to them in terms of what's the value of that investment?
That's very good. First of all, I'm glad, you know, Alex, you asked that. After the New York Times article, a lot of friends asked me, said, oh my God, Harry, you have $11.6 billion investment. I said, no.
How can I get some?
It's actually $11.6 billion is referring to the entire company's R&D budget. We at the Microsoft Research take roughly about 5% of this investment there. Mm-hmm. But that's still a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. I think you said exactly right. You know, we actually now, you know, the leadership team and I are talking about, you know, what is the ROI of this huge amount of investment? We, first of all, of course, very happy that we are investing. We have an incredible team creating unbelievable technologies, but it's still, you know, very healthy discussing to think about, you know, what is the return on investment on important, interesting things we study.
And speaking of return on investment, you know, people have made an investment to come here to this conference, and in a sense, they're betting on Microsoft. And I think that investment is a very demonstrable investment in the future and why you should bet on Microsoft. Final question for you. I'd love your thoughts on how, if you were speaking to a CIO, when you speak to CIOs, say, in the executive briefing center in Redmond, how do you tell that story of that 5% of that R&D budget? How does that then end up in the products, and why should they be interested in Microsoft technology and research?
Yeah, when I talk to company CIOs, I make sure that they really understand that, you know, what existing products in Microsoft can already help them to run their own business, and that's very important. Then I would remind them that a lot of this kind of advanced technologies, you know, we invested for a long time, and we continue to invest. I think he should feel, the CIO, he or she should feel very confident that having Microsoft as their partners is a long-term bet. I think that's very important, because we are here to stay, we are here to innovate together with them. And I actually really appreciate this opportunity coming to the first Build conference, just looking at people, feeling the energy in the room. I really feel the tremendous responsibility we have as Microsoft, and the unbelievable opportunities we also have to really jointly invent the future with our partners.
Well, thank you for the investment of your time to come here and share that message from Microsoft Research. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
Awesome.
A pleasure.
All right. Well, we are now more than 9 hours into continuous live coverage from Chicago and Microsoft Ignite. A lot has transpired. Here is a look at some of the highlights from the first day.
Feeling great. I'm excited and ready to get started.
I think the Microsoft Ignite conference promises to be very exciting and bring a whole new lot of technology around cloud and all the whole Skype for Business.
I love to be here. It's such a privilege to be invited to come to such a big conference. It's great.
We had a really exciting day. We kicked off in the morning with Satya Nadella and other Microsoft executives, Joe Belfiore, Gurdeep Singh Pal, and Brad Anderson, talking about the state of technology, the evolution of IT, and what's going to be happening both in the cloud, hybrid, all of those sort of fantastic bits and pieces.
Perhaps the most profound change is how we think about Windows. Windows 10, for me, is not just another release of Windows. It is a new generation of Windows. And it's about Windows delivered as a service.
My mission is to convince you and to give you the tools to go back to your companies with the belief that your end users are going to love and desire Windows 10.
Work is what you do. It's not where you go. People will work from wherever they are with whatever devices they have, and they'll work on their own time. That is the first thing.
After lunch, we dived into a little bit more detail with the foundational sessions.
I would say of all the things that I showed, kind of my most favorite feature, if I had to just pick one, is the fact that you can do real-time co-op in the Word desktop application.
And after that,
came back into the keynote room, where the Executive Vice President of Technology and Research for Microsoft, Harry Shum, delivered a really thought-provoking keynote about where technology is headed, not just now in the next 18 months or 2 years, but where we're going in the next decade and beyond.
As I think about the future, I look at what we already have today. If you think about all the big data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, powerful algorithms, mobile, clouds, all those things, I strongly believe that the future breakthroughs are going to be not only more exciting, but also more invisible.
So a really exciting day that set the scene for a fantastic conference all week long here in Chicago.
I'm glad to see Microsoft is really taking the initiative on security, mobile apps, and recognizing what businesses really need.
There's some pretty funny moments there and some things that I would remember, particularly like Gurdeep Singh. He was fantastic.
It's very empowering as an IT person to see all of the data protection and all the different cool new stuff. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
We move IT from delivering information technology in our organizations to driving the innovation and transformation in our organizations. That is the theme of this conference. That's the theme of Ignite.
Welcome back. I really hope you enjoyed that highlights package. I think it shows just the massive amount of content and excitement. 23,000 people here and so many more online. All right, as we begin to wrap up, Joe is joining me. It's really been quite a day, but it's just the beginning, especially for your Channel 9 contribution to Microsoft Ignite.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just the start. Tomorrow we have a big dig talking about, we're going to have Brad Anderson on. We're going to talk more deeply about the things that he talked about. We've got a ton of guests, amazing sessions that are going to be streamed. So everybody should be tuning in. 8:45, we'll start with a little highlight show, kind of give a little bit of a recap, and then drive right back into those sessions so that folks at home can get that technical knowledge that they need. Of course, if you happen to be attending this event and maybe taking a break and watching the stream, remember that there are certification labs, certification tests that you can take, 50% off. You're going to want to make sure you get those registered now. And of course, the breakout sessions that we have, hands-on labs. Hey, let's not forget, big celebration on Thursday night. Looking forward to seeing all of you guys there.
Fantastic, Joey. Thank you so much. Any final thoughts just as we wrap up before we end our final post-keynote show for the day?
You know, Alex, I'm going to go back to what Satya just said. Right, it's the people in this room, it's the people out there that are watching online, the guys and gals that work in this industry that are really going to start to drive this innovation forward, which is so very, very important.
And we're in it with them.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think that message landed very, very clearly.
Awesome.
Hey, IT folks, Microsoft, we're right here with you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, and one last reminder that you can find all the Ignite content on demand at ignite.microsoft.com. It is time to wrap up the first day of Microsoft's Ignite conference. As sessions come to a close, not only have we had over 23,000 people in the rooms live, and we've been streaming around the world for nearly 10 hours. I would like to especially thank those of you who have joined us on this webcast and invite you to follow Channel 9's coverage throughout the rest of the week as Ignite continues from Chicago. It has been a fantastic day, and I would also like to thank all of those who contributed to the very first Microsoft Ignite. On behalf of the Ignite team, I am Alex Bradley. Until next time, thank you so much for watching.